Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity. Teardrop falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been
welcome
there,
back. Mountain of Love. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm not going to go there. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Cliff Inico. And Cliff has written all the eBay marketing Bible book. He written all the eBay books, mostly. Well, maybe not all of them, but the important ones anyway. eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, eBay Business Answer Book, and we're going to be talking about, he's going to be publishing a crowdfunding book later this year, and we're looking forward to, we're actually serializing that book a little bit on the show right now, and in advance, which we've done with many books before. My audience, Cliff, thanks again for hanging out with me. My audience over the last 16 years has been treated to many great books long before they actually become mm-hmm. published. So that's one of the advantages of hanging out with me. We get to meet cool people like Cliff Inico. Cliff, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
All right.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's my weekly column, yeah. Which you can get for free on there. And it's basically I try to answer all the weird questions about small business that nobody else except perhaps you are asking.
That's exactly
so that's
right.
Exactly
right. So, okay, we're talking about crowdfunding, folks. We in the previous segment, Cliff did a great job of explaining the problems that crowdfunding had to face in terms of security law. Because crowdfunding is basically going out to the general public and asking for money. As long as you ask people to give you money, that's okay. But if you tell them it's some kind of an investment, that's not okay until the SEC changes the law. And Cliff, now let's you and I you reported earlier in our visit that today is the day the SEC is going to be on. To be on the stage with their answer.
Right, exactly. Let me tell you what happened. Back in 2000,
what do you think is going to happen?
Back in 2012, Congress passed a law called Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act,
yeah,
or JOB
yeah.
Act, J-O-B-S, that's the acronym.
Yeah.
And that act did two very important things to change the law in this area. The first thing it did was it basically said that as long as you admit only accredited investors, and that's
right.
a technical term,
mm-hmm.
you can use general solicitation and general advertising to publicize your... So I can get on that train, that subway train, and say, hey, folks, step right up. I got this great new company. It's the next Facebook. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be doing that, whatever. And as long as I only take money from extremely wealthy or extremely sophisticated people that know
yeah.
what they're doing.
And typically,
right.
an accredited investor is someone with a net worth of $1 million. And
right.
typically, they add on to that an annual taxable income of $200,000 for 3 years in a row.
That's exactly right. So we're talking about people that can basically afford to lose their entire investment.
Right.
That's what an accredited
but don't
investor
you have
can afford
but,
to...
but don't you have to also only approach people that you believe fit that? You can't just weed through 100 people. And,
right.
And
I have to have a reason to believe that person is an accredited investor,
right.
and that's what's been given. That's what the SEC is talking about in their regulations. Is
mm-hmm.
how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do that? That's the first thing that they did. But the second thing that the Jobs Act did was it said basically you can use crowdfunding techniques to raise money for a small business, for a small company, startup, provided that you go through a portal that is registered with the SEC. You can't just
mm-hmm.
do it yourself.
Right.
But if you use one of these portals and you follow their rules and regulations, you can use crowdfunding to raise money for your company. You can, and that does not that's not limited to accredited investors. People, what they did was they limited the amount that investors could put in.
Right.
An investor can only put in $2,000 a year in
right.
all crowdfunded offerings. You know, that's
right.
that's how we keep these people from going broke.
Right.
Basically.
What do you think the SEC is going to do today?
Well, I've seen the proposed regulations, and they're 600 pages long. By the way, I'm not
mm-hmm.
recommending that any of your listeners go out
well,
and read this.
Well, Cliff
thing.
And I don't have a life either one of us, so we read
right.
Things
so
like this.
We do
go
this
ahead.
Thing. This is sort
that's
of
right.
fun.
We take it. 15.
I always tell people. I always tell my wife's friends, remember, you're talking to a guy who writes law books as a hobby.
Right.
You know, so that says a lot about me and who I am. But seriously, what they have done is they basically set out the rules for registering the portals, and they've also set out some rules, too, for you know, what the issuers have to do. And they still, you're still not out of the woods when it comes to documentation.
What will happen to crowdfunding if they come back with a very, either some kind of a negative, very strict, or they, it didn't come back in favor of crowdfunding. What will happen to crowdfunding?
Well, let's put it this way. Even if the crowdfunding thing, if they get tightened up on that, the other piece of it, the piece that said that you can raise money using general solicitation, you know,
right,
as long as you limit your offering to accredited investors, that is
right,
going to happen.
You can see
and that,
that
frankly,
yeah,
to me, is, to me, that's the more significant development, especially for serious
right,
startups.
Well, see, that's kind of a variation on Regulation D, on Reg D, which
it is, well,
which
yeah,
is the private placement type
right,
of thing.
Yeah, basically
so
what they're saying is that
for
a certain
Reg D,
right, that's exactly right. Now, the crowdfunding thing, though, I took a look at the proposed regulations. The comments on the regulations were actually very light. There were only one or two things that people, you know, people complained about, whether there's a requirement in the regulations that if you're trying to raise more than $500,000, you have to have audited financial statements,
right,
which is a very expensive burden
right,
for most small businesses. A couple of people wanted, there's a provision in the regulations that prohibits mutual funds, like hedge
right,
funds, from doing crowdfunding. And there was a comment, which I actually thought was very good, that said, look, I mean, if an issuer is raising money and they got 500 investors, they're going to want to put somebody in place as a trustee to keep all those people in line.
And
I mean,
this is
like
another reason why I'm not sure. I still don't think crowdfunding is going to catch on and just run you know across the small business sector. I still think it's going to be an esoteric
option.
One
exception.
And when we come back after these messages, I'm going to let you give us that one exception. But I'm on record, folks. I've been pretty consistent about this. I still feel the same way. We'll talk about this more after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.